The excitement for students returning to school for second term was engulfed in confusion after the Ministry of Education postponed the dates from a midnight press statement. Many of the parents across the country were caught unawares as they prepared their children ready for the journey before they learned that the dates had been changed. This time the parents were saved by the public service vehicles crews who informed them of the changes affected by Education Cabinet Secretary Ezekiel Machogu. In Maranga, Nairobi, Nanyuki, Meru, Mombasa among other towns, parents were relieved by the PSV crews who refunded the fares they had paid after they confirmed the change of the opening dates. Solomon Wangi had paid for the fare of his two daughters who were traveling to Nairobi from Meru town. Mwangi said as he paid, he found the tout speaking in low tones on how the government had taken Kenyans for a ride through making decisions at night. 15 minutes later, the head of Meru Shuttle called him and informed him that there was a need to refund his fare as the government had postponed the school's opening dates following the state of the rains across the country. It was a blessing as I picked my refund and my daughters followed me when the school principal called and informed me that the institution will be opening on May 7th, said Mwangi. It never occurred to me that the gentlemen were discussing the fate of the parents, but I paid for the fares, and stood there waiting for the vehicle to leave, said Mwangi. In Mombasa, Ali Jamal was equally happy as the matatu crew saved him from traveling to Voi to accompany his son. At first, I could not understand what was happening until a friendly matatu driver whispered to me that the government has ordered the schools to be open next week, said Mr. Ali.